Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Life math is complicated. Affinity Plus makes it easier with good rates, good vibes, and good people. Plus support for good causes in your community. Visit affinityplus.org to become a member today. Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? This is your man, Ether Horace, a.k.a. Mr. Music. Y'all know what it is, man. MNTC Radio, the station designed to keep you in mind. Brought to you by iHeartRadio and iHeartMedia. We got a very special guest in the building. Yo, what's going on, young Wolfie?
What's that word, God?
How you feeling, man? How you feeling?
Man, I'm smoothing, you know?
Now, I got to ask you, man. You know, I'm here in the Midwest of Minnesota. Let people know where you was born and raised.
Oh, man. I'm from mad middle, man. I'm from Gary, Indiana, man.
You from GI. Now, we got to talk about that for a second. You know, I've been to Gary, I think, twice before. And when I was there, what's the best way for me to describe when I was there? It was like some of the blocks, a lot of the blocks where people lived at, I couldn't even tell people was living there. Like most of the blocks were shut down. It felt like, what was it like for you growing up in Gary?
I'm be real with you. Man, you know what I'm saying? Certain parts of that motherfucker always look like a ghost town. You know what I'm saying?
There we go, a ghost town. Yeah, there we go. Ghost town. You know,
but to be real, man, when I grew up, man, like, if you was to slide through my neighborhood, it looked like a blue-collar suburban neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? But it was one of the wickedest neighborhoods in Gary. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the Valley.
Okay. You
know, and 20 years ago in the Valley, you know what I'm saying? It was a beautiful place. You know what I mean? Real village type situation.
Okay.
But you know, time progressed, you know, streets gonna be the streets.
Now, at what age did you start taking music more serious and actually start recording music?
Man, I've been recording music for a long while, man, but I ain't started really taking it serious, man, until probably the last few years, man. To be real, my little cousin, Doug Corleone, Dave Valley, R.I.P., you know what I'm saying? He told me, man, he looked up to me on this rap tip or whatever, you know what I'm saying? He was taking it serious, so I said, you know, I may as well go ahead and do my push or whatever. You know what I mean? So we start putting out tracks.
That's definitely dope. And now, you being from Gary, man, it's a lot of negative stuff that's associated with the city, at least from the news standpoint and from, like, the streets. But what's, like, a happy moment that you had in Gary, either, like, now or growing up?
Man. I mean, it's never the city, it's always the people, you know what I mean? Like, man, we was a close-knit community, you know what I'm saying, in my neighborhood, man, we, you know what I'm saying, a lot of us really related, you know what I mean? Like, it was a big family situation, you know what I'm saying? But, like, good moments in Gary, like, man, we had a lot of stuff popping, if you know what I'm saying, you from the city, you know what's going on, you know what I mean? When I was a shorty, we used to do Skate World, you know what I'm saying? Skate World, so you know what I'm saying? That used to be the thing back when we were shorties.
Now, I gotta ask you, bro, like, you know, we done lost PNB Rock, we done lost Takeoff, and Jim Jones been saying for the last few years that being a rapper is the most dangerous job in the world. And now other people are saying the same thing, and some people are debating that. What's your take on that?
Dangerous. Man, breathing dangerous. Man. Yeah, rap one of the most dangerous jobs in the world, but I don't think it's the job that make it dangerous. I think it's the people, you know what I mean? It's the personas, you know what I mean? It's a whole bunch of I'ma say the machoism, you know what I'm saying, in rap that causes all of the conflict or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Now, as far as danger go, you know what I'm saying, that can be avoided as far as beefs and all that, but like you still gotta look out for the police. You know what I mean? They got a hit out on rappers. It's like they get incentive for putting rappers away, you know what I mean? So I say, yeah, it's a super dangerous job.
Nah, I definitely gotta agree, man. I feel like when you're a rapper and you're at a certain level, you become an instant target. And you know, other genres of country is not like that. And pop music is not like that, but in our culture, it's like that, man. It's kind of weird for whatever reason, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, with COVID coming out, man, it was hard for a lot of people, whether they was artists or civilians or whatever. What was it like for you during COVID?
Oh, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't like the greedy grasshopper. I'm more like the ant, you know what I'm saying? I put away. I was planning on something happening bad like that, you know what I mean? So I was pretty straight. Me and my people was pretty straight through the pandemic, you know what I mean? But you know, I seen a lot of struggle going around, you know what I mean? Like I seen a lot of stuff happen or whatever that made it, I guess, hard to survive out here for a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? I guess, you know what I'm saying, them little relief funds was something for people, but you know what I mean, they ran through that like they ain't never seen them before. So I don't know, man. This pandemic was crazy, man. It's something that I never experienced in my life, and I don't know if we ever gonna experience something like that again.
Man, for real. Now what was it? Were you with Gary during this time or no?
I'm predominantly in Milwaukee, but I was in Milwaukee, Gary, and I'm also out there in Denver.
Oh, copy. I rock with Denver hard. I rock with Denver hard. Now, my next question I got to ask, bro, like, your music is fire, but, you know, when it comes to your production, I feel like you're very picky. Can you tell me more about that?
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I got a few producers who I trust, you know what I'm saying, to bring out a certain type of sound in me. You know what I mean? It's really us bouncing ideas off of each other as far as creativity go. You know what I mean? So I mess with a few people, but to be honest, my real sound, the pop that I've been coming with, you know what I'm saying, that the sound that, you know what I'm saying, attracted y'all to me, that's really my man's, my producer, my engineer, Ace Drewski, the guy.
Okay.
My man's something different, man, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna hold you. I don't wanna, you know what I'm saying, put him up on, you know what I'm saying, a pedestal or nothing, but these producers got, man, they got something coming, bro.
Got some heat for sure.
For sure.
Now, what do you feel makes your music different from so many other artists, especially with how there's so many artists and so much different music coming out nowadays so much?
Man, to be honest, man, I try to make it to where my music is relevant to the soul, to the human experience. You know what I'm saying? I try to make people relate to my music. You know what I'm saying? I don't really write songs, I write stories. You know what I mean? I'm like the new age Slick Rick.
Okay. Now, is Slick Rick somebody that you was influenced by?
Yeah, most def, most def.
Oh, that's what's up for sure. That's what's up for sure. I definitely rock with Slick Rick. I actually think he's one of the most underrated pioneers of the game, of the culture.
I mean, as far as storytelling goes, I don't really think there's, you know what I mean, anybody that could really touch him, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you got people like Pop, you know what I'm saying, that told great stories or whatever. Skyface told great stories.
Oh, yeah.
It comes to actually putting a story together from point A to point B to point Z. Man, Slick Rick was that man.
For sure. Now, for people that's listening, bro, like, you got any message for anybody that you might want to give or to the masses in general?
Man. Let me see, man. Because it's a lot I can say, man.
Right.
I'm going to keep it short and sweet, man. Tomorrow not promised. So live for today and hustle as hard as you can, man, because the grind don't stop for nobody.
Nah, that's actually real, man. And you know, if people didn't catch that during COVID, I don't know what to say. You know what I mean?
Man.
Now's the time to really show you got to – If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. You know what I'm saying? Now, my last two questions I got to ask, bro, is there any shout outs that you want to give? And how can people get find you online and social media and streaming?
Oh, man, look, all my social media, man, 737 Schoolio. That's 737 SCOOLY _O. You can find me on all streaming platforms, social media. Go add me up, follow me or whatever, man. I got an interest in life. I just, you know, keep most of it private.
Nah, for sure. You got any shout outs you wanted to give out?
Yeah, for sure, man. I got a couple people I want to shout out, man. First and foremost, man, my boy H. Drewski the God, man. Y'all check my boy out, man. He got a different sound out here, man. He a producer like no other. Go check my boy Church 414 out. My boy real skilled with that microphone. And he also got a production style that's different. My man's real, Rod out. He a producer. He got a few accredited joints out here or whatever, man. Be looking out for bro, because he got some heat for y'all. My young dog, Hulu, coming out of Gary. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. He next up, man. So y'all be waiting for little dog. He coming. My little brother Sosa, Eso CL Capitone. That man got heat for y'all too. You can check him out on SoundCloud. You can check Google out on YouTube. H. Drewski on YouTube and SoundCloud. Church on YouTube. That's a lot of people I could shout out right now, man. Last and most importantly, man, I'm going to shout out my business, man. I own the first ever public mobile studio, man. It's called The Wolf Box. We based out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin right now. We the only studio that's going to pull up on you, man, and get your sound together, man.
Hey, you know what, bro? I'm going to need you to send me that information. It's crazy. I've been hearing people talk about that type of concept. You know, Minneapolis isn't even far from Milwaukee like that. Send me that information. So about me and my people's in town, we definitely got to fuck around with that for sure. That, bro, that's some innovative shit right there.
Oh, yeah, man. I try to stay above, you know what I'm saying, the water, man, and in front of the curve, man. I try to, you know, like I said, man, grind hard, man.
No, for sure. That's business on a high level right there. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in with us, man. It's your man, Mr. Music, Schoolio. Yo, Minneapolis, all the way to Gary headed, all the way back up to Milwaukee. It's a Midwest thing. We out.
Life math is complicated. Affinity Plus makes it easier with good rates, good vibes, and good people. Plus support for good causes in your community. Visit AffinityPlus.org to become a member today. Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.